Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Hello, this is Kay reading the Odessa American for Tuesday, April 20th, 2021. Obituary and Death Notice. Judith Ann Solomon, Odessa. Judith Ann Solomon passed from this life and into eternity with the Lord Jesus Christ at the age of 77 on April 14, 2021. She was born in Vidor, Texas on October 18, 1943 to parents Jesse and Doreen Allbritton. She was a beloved wife, mother, grandmother, great-grandmother, and friend. She is survived by her husband, Robert Richmond Solomon of Odessa, Texas, son Gary Allbritton and his wife Carrie Allbritton of Midland, Texas, son Richard Solomon and his wife Phyllis Solomon of Odessa, Texas, son Charles Solomon and son Rex Solomon of Irving, Texas, 5 grandchildren and 10 great-grandchildren. Visitation will be held at Odessa Funeral Home Wednesday, April 21st, 2021, from 6 to 8 p.m. Funeral services will be held on Thursday, April 22nd, 2021, at 10 a.m. at Odessa Funeral Home. Burial will follow at Ector County Cemetery. Hello, this is Kay reading the Midland Reporter-Telegram for Wednesday, April 14th, 2021. Health and Wellness. Healthcare Decisions Day puts spotlight on advanced care plans. Tossa Richardson, Midland Health. National Healthcare Decisions Day takes place Friday, April 16th. Although it is a day to bring the important topic of advanced care plans to the forefront, it is something that can be addressed any day of the year. This day is to educate and empower someone to take the steps to make yours and your loved one's advance directives. What is an advance directive, you may ask? It is a written statement, document, of a person's wishes regarding his, her medical treatment. These documents are made to ensure those mentioned wishes are carried out should the person not be able to communicate. The 4 types of advance directives are directive to physicians and family or surrogates, medical power of attorney, out of hospital do not resuscitate order, declaration of mental health treatment. Let's learn a little more about what each of these allows. The directive to physicians and family or surrogates allows you to specify for the provision withholding of medical care in the event of a terminal or irreversible condition. This document is designed to help you communicate your wishes about medical treatment when you are unable to make wishes due to illness or injury. You may want to consider what burdens or hardships of treatment you would be willing to accept versus the amount of benefit obtained if you were seriously ill. It is important to discuss these wishes with your family or chosen spokesperson, physician, healthcare provider, and medical institution. The medical power of attorney allows you to designate another person as your agent spokesperson for making healthcare decisions if you become incompetent. It is important to note that you do not have to have a terminal or irreversible condition for a medical power of attorney to be used. This begins when your physician certifies that you lack the competence to make healthcare decisions. Your designee has the obligation to follow your instructions when making decisions on your behalf. If you have no instructions, they will have the same authority to make decisions about your healthcare as you would have had. You should inform the person you appoint to this role and discuss any wishes you may have or other documents filed that would have your wishes included. The out-of-hospital do not resuscitate order allows competent adults to refuse certain life-sustaining treatments in non-hospital settings where healthcare professionals are called to assist, including hospital ERs and outpatient settings. In addition to this, the last type of directive is the Declaration of Mental Health Treatment. This directive allows a court to determine when you become incapacitated and when that declaration becomes effective. All these forms are available on the Texas Hospital Association website at https://www.theha.org/advance-directives. Please print these forms, fill them out, and get them filed in your medical record at Midland Memorial Hospital. To do this, please call Health Information Management at 432-221-1600. That's 432-221-1600. In addition, when you are registered as a patient at Midland Health, we will ask you about your advance directives or if you would like additional information. Tasha Richardson is the Public Relations Manager for Midland Health. Becoming an organ donor can be a life-saving decision, by Brandy McDonald, Midland Health. National Donate Life Month is observed each year in the month of April. It's the month we promote the importance of organ and tissue donation and recognize those who have saved lives through their gift of donation. Making the decision to become an organ donor is so important in the lives of those living in need of a life-saving transplant. According to the Health Resources and Services Administration, 107,000 people are on the wait list for organ donation. Last year, 39,000 transplants were performed, so the need for life-saving organ donation is significant. Texas has three organizations that provide organ procurement services. At Midland Memorial Hospital, we partner with Southwest Transplant Alliance, based out of Dallas. Many organs and tissues have been recovered right here in Midland County from local patients in our community. In many cases of donation, the organ donation process happens after the donor is deceased. However, some organs can be donated while the donor is alive. Examples include the kidney and parts of the lung or liver. There are just as many live donors as deceased donors. There are several ways you can become an organ donor. The decision to donate can provide life-saving organs for up to 8 people. One way is to sign up and register with your state. You can go to the website organdonor.gov to find out how to register in your state. You can also find stories of those who have been on the receiving end of organ donation and read as they discuss their experiences. Another way to become a donor is to have conversations with your family about your wishes. At the end of life, the decision to donate is much easier on family when they know your wishes. The Health Resources and Services Administration website has lots of useful information if you are interested in finding out more about organ donation. You can find out how patients get on the wait list, the medical care provided, and how the team decides if the donation can be completed. Being on the donor list doesn't automatically mean your organs, eyes, or tissues will be used. You can read more about this information by going to the website organdonor.gov. April 16th, Friday, is National Donate Life Blue and Green Day. We invite you to show your support and wear blue and green to recognize those who made the life-saving decision to donate and celebrate those who have received the gift of donation. Randy McDonald is the Director of Clinical Operations and Critical Care Services for Midland Health. Calm Aquatics to host Water Walk to Cure Arthritis, from staff reports. Calm Aquatics, COM Aquatics, is hosting a Water Walk to Cure Arthritis event from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on April 30th. In honor of the 54 million people living with arthritis, the Arthritis Foundation is promoting their Give $54, Tell 54, Move 54 campaign. Participants will exercise safely in the water by choosing to independently water walk, attend an arthritis water exercise class, or swim to meet their goal of moving for 54 minutes. Everyone is invited to participate. COMS Goals, in collaboration with the Arthritis Foundation, is to bring awareness, education, and be a resource in addressing the needs of people living with arthritis in Midland and surrounding communities. Inform the people of West Texas, including the medical and health community, of the aquatic programs available to individuals living with arthritis at COM Aquatics. Help raise funds to support the much-needed life-changing treatments to cure arthritis. Rays of Hope Children's Grief Center shows off renovations. From staff reports. Rays of Hope Children's Grief Center, a community outreach of Hospice of Midland, allowed the public to tour its newly renovated building this past weekend. Rays of Hope exists to meet the unique needs of grieving children and their families. They serve children ages 4 to 18 who have experienced a loss due to death, divorce, separation, incarceration, deployment, foster care, or other painful transitions. Caitlin Workman, director of Rays of Hope, said in an email, "This renovation would not have been possible without the support and financial generosity we have received from our community. It is inspiring to witness how many people value the work done in this building and their desire to help children on their grief journeys." The history behind Rays of Hope began in 1992 when the community's only nonprofit hospice, Hospice of Midland, wanted to expand their bereavement services to their patients' children and grandchildren. They began holding programming at Trinity Episcopal Church, and in 2002, the Harold Schull family donated a building to serve as a dedicated, safe, neutral place for grieving children. This building was renovated to meet these needs, and Rays of Hope opened its doors in 2003. At Rays of Hope, all services are free of charge. Children are placed in peer support groups led by staff and trained volunteers. They share experiences, use creative arts as tools of expression, and acquire healthy coping skills to work through the challenging issues that accompany grief. Source, Rays of Hope. Hello, this is Kay reading the Odessa American for Sunday, April 18th, 2021, Opinion. Texas View. How a good idea to end poverty ended up in the trash bin. The point. Addressing poverty is never easy, so it should be clear that innovative ideas are needed. 2 years ago, State Representative James Frank, R. Wichita Falls, managed to navigate HB 1433 into law, a bipartisan measure to establish a pilot program that would gradually reduce government assistance to a test pool of families as their income and financial situation improved. The legislation, also called the Making Work Pay measure, proposed to track success by each individual's progress toward earning a living wage, having savings in the bank, demonstrating savings behavior, not having excessive or inappropriate debt, and showing reduced dependence on government subsidies. The pilot with intensive individualized case management was expected to involve 500 recipients of the federally funded Temporary Assistance for Needy Families, TANF, and Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, also known as food stamps. The idea was to create a pathway for people to break the cycle of poverty without being punished for working, a penalty that is called the benefits cliff. Federal benefits generally allow a person to earn a certain amount of money, and the next dollar above that threshold generally results in the recipient losing all benefits. This is catastrophic for many low-income people who abruptly could find themselves worse off, unable to buy groceries, pay the rent, or even fill up their car with gas to get to work. Unfortunately, about the same time the bill passed in Austin, the Trump administration reduced the cap on income assistance eligibility to 130% of the poverty line, effectively stripping the authority of states to increase the amount of assets or revenue an individual or family can have, up to 200% of the federal property level, and still qualify for benefits. The irony is that Texas had expanded its income eligibility requirement to people earning up to 165% of the poverty line to provide the flexibility to serve more needy people, including elderly and disabled recipients. The federal change made the benefits cliff even more devastating by categorizing people who were barely hanging on as ineligible for benefits. Anything these people earned, cash income from all sources, earned income before payroll taxes are deducted, unearned income such as cash assistance, Social Security, unemployment insurance, and child support, all counted against the income threshold. Plus, many people were no longer eligible for certain federal health programs, such as Medicaid, leading to more under- and uninsured individuals and families. However, the real death blow to the pilot program came when Catholic Charities Fort Worth and others sought a waiver from federal rules. After more than a year of haggling, federal officials decided that they couldn't issue a waiver and that program changes would require congressional approval. HB 1433 would have provided both a bridge and a safety net for those who demonstrate a serious commitment to escaping poverty. Now, it is unclear what options exist beyond the uphill challenge of getting Congress to agree that a pilot program is worthy of consideration. This program should not be allowed to wither on the vine. Addressing poverty is never easy, so it should be clear that innovative ideas are needed. This pilot program is an idea worth trying, as it very well could offer a model for how to help some people permanently escape the clutches of poverty. We urge the Biden administration to encourage new legislation that would allow the waivers so this program can go forward. Dallas Morning News.
Are different salts different? Dear Dr. Roach, I have started to do some cooking. Some recipes simply call for salt, some for sea salt, and others call for kosher salt. Are there any differences among these from a health standpoint? RV. Answer. All of these salts, as well as pink Himalayan salt, which people write to me about, are comprised of almost pure sodium chloride. There may be slight differences in trace minerals they contain. Iodine may be added to table salt, but usually not to Himalayan or kosher salt, which contain very little iodine. Iodine is important to the developing fetus, otherwise they are the same chemically. The main difference among the types of salt, besides trace mineral content, is the size of the crystal. Finer crystals have a different taste from coarser ones, and the amount of sodium per teaspoon can vary dramatically based on how the salt is ground. Experienced chefs know how much of what type of salt to use based on the type of recipe and the taste they want. From a medical perspective, they are essentially the same, and I would encourage you to experiment but not overdo it. Very high sodium intake increases blood pressure, may increase stroke risk, and also makes kidney stones more likely. To your good health, Dr. Keith Roach. Roach's column appears Tuesdays through Saturdays. readers may write him at P.O. Box 536-475, Orlando, Florida, 32853-6475.
This is the Dear Abby column. Schedules collide when mother and daughter share a car. Dear Abby, I am a 16-year-old girl, and I'm having a conflict with my mom over my car. Her car broke down, and she needed to use mine, which is completely understandable, and I agreed. However, I have a work schedule I have to stick to, and I need my car to get to and from. I pay all the bills for it, and the title is in my grandfather's name. I asked her to let me use my car to get to and from work and for Valentine's Day with my boyfriend. She seemed extremely upset by it, and now she and my stepdad continually tell me that should she ever need the car, I have to give it to her. While I understand she needs it to get to and from work, and I'm willing to be flexible so she can, her demand that I not use it during the entire time hers is in the shop, majority of this time is on a weekend when she's not working, is completely unacceptable, because I also have responsibilities. How do I help her understand that while she can use it for work because that is important, when I need it after her work hours, I should be able to use it because I pay for it? Must I just suck it up and let her continue using it, putting my relationship with my boyfriend at risk and possibly having to walk 5 miles to work in bad weather, or tell her the days I need it are absolute, and since it is my car, I will be using it? Signed, Confused in Missouri. Dear Confused, while I agree with the concept of yours and mine, there are times when family has to pull together. On the grand scale of things at this point, your mom's responsibilities as an adult are more important than your love life. If your boyfriend thinks so little of you that your being carless on a special occasion will destroy your relationship, then that relationship isn't destined to last forever. If lacking access to your car means you would have to trudge 5 miles in bad weather to and from work, ask your stepdad or your grandfather if, in an emergency, one of them can transport you. But do not attempt to lay down the law to your mother, or I guarantee you will not like the consequences. Dear Abby, there is this guy that I like a lot. I want to ask him out, but it recently came to my attention that we have a mutual ex-boyfriend. Should I bring it up or let it go? He is friends with our shared ex on Facebook, and I don't know what to do. Signed, Guy with a Crush in Pennsylvania. Dear Guy, once the quarantine and social distancing are lifted, ask him out. When you do, I think it would be wise to disclose this information to your crush because it will become apparent soon enough. If things move forward, there will likely be pictures posted on Facebook. If you try to sweep it under the carpet, he will think you are doing it because you have something to hide. Introduce the subject this way. Small world, isn't it? You can write to Dear Abby at dearabby.com or P.O. Box 69440, Los Angeles, California, 90069. Her column is distributed by Universal Press Syndicate.
Horoscope. Happy birthday for Tuesday, April 20th, 2021. Patient, sensual, and artistic, your perseverance continues to amaze friends and colleagues. This year, you emerge from working behind the scenes and are noticed by those who matter. Be conservative with your earnings, and you won't have to worry about money. No matter how busy you are, make time for family activities. If single, open your heart to all types. If attached, it's always about unconditional love. Aries challenges you. The stars show the kind of day you'll have. 5, dynamic. 4, positive. 3, average. 2, so-so. 1, difficult. Aries, March 21st through April 19th. 5 stars. Plan a surprise for an occasion that honors someone you love. Reserve tickets for a concert, performance, or sporting event. If sold out, put your name on a wait list. Exercise patience. Something will work out.
Tonight, get a foot massage. Taurus, April 20th through May 20th. 3 stars. Make every effort to get together with those you love. Invite family in another city to visit for a weekend. It's easy to communicate by text and email, but nothing takes the place of an in-person connection. Tonight, make a salad. Gemini, May 21st through June 20th. 4 stars. Calm your nerves with a morning run or power walk. Make a presentation that shows off your speaking abilities. If you promote a political view, be diplomatic and respectful. You'll command admiration and more engagements. Tonight, talk to an old friend. Cancer, June 21st through July 22nd. 4 stars. Buy a special gift for someone. It might be a piece of jewelry, clothing, or artwork that speaks to your deepest emotions. Stay within your budget, since it is the thought, not the price, that counts. Tonight, hang out with kids. Leo, July 23rd through August 22nd. 3 stars. Your bubbly personality gets you noticed. This is no time for humility. Accept a compliment graciously. You possess the confidence to implement your goals and the powers of persuasion to get others to help you achieve them. Tonight, stretch your legs. Virgo, August 23rd through September 22nd. 4 stars. Show your generosity to others. Whether helping someone through a crisis or lending money, do it without expecting anything in return. Set a schedule where you have time to socialize and maintain your creative flow. Tonight, speak from your heart. Libra, September 23rd through October 22nd. 4 stars. Keep in better touch with friends who have your back. Leave those behind who drain your energy. Socialize with a coworker after hours. Share personal experiences. Discover what you have in common. A lasting friendship could develop. Tonight, crash early. Scorpio, October 23rd through November 21st. 3 stars. Think outside the box at a job or organization for which you volunteer. Bring innovative ideas to the table. Others will respect you and want to be part of your team. Delegate tasks to be done. Tonight, Zoom with family. Sagittarius, November 22nd through December 21st. 5 stars. Join a book club or exchange recommendations with an online group. Travelogues and historical fiction could become significant interests. Think about a trip to an inspiring destination. If you cannot go, you can still dream. Tonight, work in a garden. Capricorn, December 22nd through January 19th. 4 stars. Today brings an oversensitive mood. Develop a tougher skin and let criticism roll off your back. If you feel weepy, reflect on happy memories, including everyone, past and present, who brightened your life. Tonight, take a yoga or Tai Chi class. Aquarius, January 20th through February 18th. 3 stars. An emotional connection with someone may have broken down. Ask for what you need, but don't come on too strong. Talking and listening will draw you closer to that special person. Inspire them to share their feelings. Tonight, create a budget. Pisces, February 19th through March 20th. 5 stars. Map out a healthy eating and fitness plan that suits your schedule. Indulge today, but begin tomorrow. Volunteering is on the agenda. Read to someone who has poor eyesight or spread the word about a local animal shelter. Tonight, romantic evening. Astrologer Madeline Aslan.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.